Good. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Man Room Radio, the podcast where we hang out in, well, we used to hang out in my garage, but tonight we're in my office. This is the podcast where we hang out in my office and talk about random topics. This is episode 2.93. I'm your host, Ooh. Levi. With me, one host, Gio.
Cans for sodas and beers can be collectible. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Like, but does anyone collect that? This is going to go deeper than we need to. I'm Gio. Maybe. I'm fun fact guy. That was the fun fact.
All right.
And there we go.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. We go. And with me, another co-host, a guy who in high school refused to use number two pencils, Ryan.
That was Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. Before we get going, I want to thank our sponsor for the Red Breast. And I want to give a real quick shout out to Jay McSpadden. She wrote Praetorian Rising. I still don't know how to say it. And I want to read a real quick review from her latest reviewer.
Let's do it.
Okay. So here we go. Straight and fast. Starting from the very first page, Praetorian Rising is full of rich detail and twists and turns that kept me engrossed until the last. What are you doing? What? You can rock hard over this review right now?
What are you saying? That's disgusting.
The world McSpadden created is unique. Part classic fantasy, part guerrilla warfare. A place where characters hunt for their food with bows and arrows and live in fear of genetically modified super beasts. Tried and true themes of forgotten identity and undiscovered destiny become fresh against the background of a desperately unequal rebellion of common people against the autocratic state. This novel has elements of The Hunger Games, Tolkien, Star Wars, Divergent, and the Shannara Chronicles, but it's wholly its own. McSpadden adds her voice to theirs, and I, for one, can't wait to hear what she has to say next.
Wow. That sounds really good.
It's a solid review,
Am I the only one who thinks it sounds like Born Identity meets National Treasure?
I'm almost done reading it, and there is like a Born Identity aspect to it. Absolutely. I
tried to pick two movies that are really not like anything.
Yeah.
Like it's National Treasure.
I mean, I don't know about the National Treasure part.
But sounds really good. Thank you, Jay McSpadden. And,
all right. I'm going to jump right in here.
Yeah, do it,
okay.
Dude.
So, guys, I went to Singapore.
Dude.
Okay. Now, I'm not a big world traveler. In fact, I hate traveling.
Why?
Where is that country?
I think it's Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
you passed the geography
test. Well, turn in this map.
Yeah, Southeast Asia. So
it's over by the fish.
Yeah,
over there.
And I don't really want to talk much about Singapore itself, right?
Was it clean? That's all I want to know.
Yes, it was extremely clean.
Is it like
yes,
to the point where you noticed it?
Yes, absolutely. It's super clean. Like, that is a fact.
Well, you just, okay.
But I more want to talk about the airplane.
Mm-hmm. Of course you do.
All right, and all the things that happened to me. All
right. You travel fairly frequently, right? Like, you go on planes, like...
No.
Never?
Not anymore.
When was the last time?
I mean, you fly to Phoenix, don't you?
Yeah.
No. Well, I guess you're right. I do now, right? Yeah, I fly to Phoenix.
But that's like
once a year? Twice a year?
And so, yeah, that's a 45-minute flight? Because most of the time when you tell a story, it's like, well, I haven't been to whatever in, like, years. Or it's usually something that you haven't experienced in a long time.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I thought this would be. But I was like, well, you go on planes fairly frequently.
Yeah, But I think just, like, the fates knew that I was traveling internationally and that, like, I'm...
This is your first international flight.
No, but it's one of the few I've done, and it's the first one I've done in a long time. Certainly the first international flight in 10 years.
Is it solo?
Solo.
Okay.
Is it your longest flight?
I don't know. I flew to New Zealand once, and that was pretty long. But, okay, on the way to New Zealand, I had three seats to myself.
Oh, nice.
So I like laid out in these seats and took a nap.
Sweet.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like that was fine, right? This was not in that ballgame.
So, tell me about it.
So first off, I just need to tell you that I had like I flew from San Diego to San Francisco, San Francisco to Singapore, then on the way back was Singapore to San Francisco, and San Francisco to San Diego. All right. So there's this changeover in San Fran.
Four flights. How long did you lay over in San Francisco?
Well, is this critical to the story?
Kind of, because okay. I'm hanging out in the airport at San Francisco because of layovers.
Okay. Got it.
All right.
Okay.
And so, yes, layover one was 2 hours.
Got it.
Layover two was 8 hours.
Holy.
Okay. But
10
honestly,
hours of layovers.
Geez.
Those of you listening at home,
math.
Honestly, it was fine. Like that's the least of my worries.
My guess is you found a new show and like binge watched it.
No. Okay, we're not getting the good stuff here because all I did was sleep.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So first thing is my first layover. I'm sitting down and there's two plugs, okay? So I figure I plug in my computer in one and my phone in the other.
Selfish.
Okay? There's no one there.
Okay.
So I sit down, I plug in my computer, and as I'm opening my computer, some guy comes over and plugs his thing in the second plug.
Sure.
Fuck that guy. Like, dude, that was going to be... I was going to plug my phone or my Nintendo Switch in there.
Can't you plug your phone into your computer and charge it that way?
Not my Nintendo Switch. Oh, okay. Like, I had three electronics to charge and only two plugs.
Okay? Airport etiquette is... You go, whatever you need, that's the one you're hunting for.
Yeah. I just didn't expect this guy to come in and snake it so fast.
And this has been moving pretty slow.
No, dude, he was like a bandit. Like, he just jumped in there and plugs this thing in. And then, you know what made me even more mad? He's sitting there on his phone. He's plugging his phone in, and the thing just falls out. Okay, so he's not even using this thing. And then he keeps on looking over and having to, like, re-plug it in. I'm like, dude, like, first, get your life together. Okay, and second...
I think you should count yourself lucky you didn't get the loose socket.
Yeah.
That could have been your computer falling out.
Or he didn't have two things to plug in and you walk over.
Because he's a lot faster than you by the sounds of it.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was awful. Okay, but that was the least of the awful things. So then I get on this airplane.
Cool. That's awful.
No, it gets pretty bad.
Sounds like you were lucky that you got a plug. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the first thing I'm getting on this airplane, and again, I haven't been on an international flight in a long time.
Sure.
I don't understand why people, like, they tell you, like, it's a full flight.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't people sit in the seats they're assigned to?
Oh, people don't?
No, people, I can't, like, probably five people in the time that I'm sitting there while they're boarding the plane. People come up and be like, hey, that's my seat. And people are like, oh, okay. Like,
wow.
What are you doing? Like, stop that. It's a full flight.
You literally are adding 20 minutes to the whole experience.
Yeah, maybe not, like, because they're still going to have to drive to the runway, but it's just like stop being awful and stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
selfish.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to sit here. Nobody else is here. This is my seat now.
Or you don't believe them.
Yeah, like, quit being inconsiderate.
Yeah.
It was somebody else's seat.
So, yeah, that was obnoxious. Then, I need the aisle seat, right, because I have to pee a million times. So I'm in the aisle seat. Guy comes and sits next to me in the window, so we got a spot in between us, right? It's empty. And I look over at this guy, and I'm not exaggerating here. This guy took five minutes getting his perfect selfie. Okay, like doing his hair.
How old is he?
I don't know, early 20s.
Okay.
Then he spends another 5 to 10 minutes, like, editing, like, it must have been a video he made or something, right? So he's sitting there, like, editing this video, just posting a Snapchat or whatever, like... Uh-huh. I don't know. That's just, like, foreign to me and weird. You know, like, that's not something I'm exposed to often. So I'm looking over like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Right? But so to me, it's a little weird, right? Okay. Again.
But wait, what's weirder? That guy doing that or you spending 5 to 10 minutes watching that guy do that?
No, it's like corner out of my eye.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, or just, like, staring at him?
So the next thing, okay, everybody boards, sits down, and everybody gets kicked into their appropriate seats, right? And the seat next to us stayed empty till the very, very last second. Someone got it. I'm like, oh, God, that sucks, you know? So then there's this dad up front who...
This is where the story gets good.
No, it doesn't. Next one is when it gets good. Okay. I assure you, like, I'm slowly building you up into the pain of my flight. Okay? So this guy is, like, keeps on getting up and getting into his, like, luggage up above.
Can we just all agree that, like, compartment guys are the worst?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, just put your stuff up there.
Just put your stuff and sit down.
Sit down.
Like, why is it I've got...
Yeah, go up there one time.
Yeah.
Get the things you need and take them.
But like, there's always, like, three or four guys, right? That are, like... They sit down. They get up and check on it. Maybe they'll switch. And then there's always the, like, person that has the stewardess check compartments with them. Like,
right.
Well, this one's full. Nope. Here, come here. Like, that's always a thing.
And I just don't understand.
No. So you had a guy doing that.
Yeah, and it bothered me.
Okay.
Well, okay.
It sounds like it bothers all of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then,
uh-oh.
This is where things take off for me. Okay? So behind me, in the seat behind me, there's a guy sitting up against the window. And when his neighbors board, it's a young kid. And they instantly connect over, it's got to be a shirt that one of them are wearing.
Okay.
Right? They're like Stanford, right? Or like some school.
Yeah. What if it's the shirt you guys made for my bachelor party with my face on it?
You got the Geo shirt. I found it in Vegas. So they connect, right? Like these two connect.
Behind you?
Yes.
Okay.
And what it is the guy against the window is like a college swim guy.
Uh-huh.
Like he's a competitive swimmer.
Uh-huh.
And the young kid is a high school swimmer, right? And they're both like going to the same event or something.
Okay.
Right, there's some swim event.
Swim con.
Yeah, something in Singapore, right? And so,
The Singapore Swim Con. 2019.
The guy against the window, who's the college swimmer, is super loud. Uh-huh. Okay. And these two guys start talking about swim.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
And the loud guy is, oh yeah, man, you know, let me tell you, you know, the thing you gotta do is when you wanna get your lactate output, that's really important, your lactate output. So when you eat, you wanna, like, so he's talking about lactate output, right? They're talking about professional swimmers, right? And he talks to him like he knows him by his first name. He's like, yeah, well, you know, Michael, him, when he, I like his form because, you know, yeah, like, you know, like Michael Phelps.
Yeah, right? Yes, like that's, yes.
Could have assumed it.
And they know, so the young kid knows all these names that this guy's dropping, uh-huh, right? So, uh-huh. The guy's like, let me give you some real advice.
The college guy?
Yes, college guy.
Oh my
God. Let me give you some real advice, right? And we can all hear this because he's so loud.
Right.
Right?
Like, that means he's louder than turbines.
Yeah.
Like,
he's talking about...
Are you in the air yet? Or are you still
looking?
Oh my God, you're still on the ground?
No, oh yeah, this, well, no. Well,
they haven't yes done their, the real thing is they haven't done their lactate output yet.
He's talking about... he talks about, like, his history. It's like, I swam here, and then I did this. I got third in this one, and then I was in this race, and that's when I beat Michael Phelps. And that was, like... So, like, this guy's just, like, showboating. He's super arrogant. He's talking about, like, balancing testosterone and estrogen. Like, all kinds of stuff. How long do you think that they talked about this?
The whole flight.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
They only didn't talk about swim if he was sleeping. So there was, like, a chunk of, like, 8 hours... straight of these guys talking about competitive swimming.
Like telling stories.
Telling stories, giving advice, talking about nutrition, technique, tips, travel. Just, I could not believe that this guy had 10 hours of content.
We need to bring him on the show.
Yeah.
We're running out of content.
Hey, can you tell us about your lactate output?
That's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah. So,
jeez.
This is an F-bomb friendly show.
It says explicit on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. That one just slipped right out, dude.
Well, you've got a potty mouth.
Yeah. Do I?
I think I say the fuck word more than you say it.
I've been saying it a lot lately. Anyways, I want to stay on track because we're only at like the halfway mark here.
What the hell?
Like,
what? Has your lactate been output at this point?
Yeah, dude. Like, my headphones are on and playing video games and trying to ignore this guy. Oh, I watched a couple...
Quick moment of appreciation for the Switch, man. Airplane video games.
Yeah,
dude, on a new level.
If you're, yes. The Nintendo Switch, if you travel, is an absolute must. Yeah. That's when it shines.
Please, for the sponsor.
But a couple other interesting things I noticed on the flight, not as major. So the girl that ended up sitting next to us, she didn't use the bathroom for 15 hours.
The girl in the middle?
Yeah, that ended up sitting between me there. 15 hours of never using the bathroom.
Some people just don't have bathroom travel. They just can't do it.
I can't.
She probably took a cryogenic therapy pill.
Maybe.
Oh, it could be. But I mean, you know Cole from like the Babylab crew?
Uh-huh.
Like if they're out doing stuff, he doesn't go to the bathroom.
Not me, man.
Yeah, that's insane.
I'm like 4 to 5 hours max. Time of my life, maybe 6.
Oh,
but like,
no.
3's average.
I gotta go to the bathroom every like hour.
Yeah.
No, we went camping 3 days. He went to the bathroom once.
That's insane.
That's not healthy.
Yeah, he just can't go. It's not a decision. It's just his body is like, nope, I'm not doing it.
Some people can't like go if they're not at home though. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that's
number,
what he's...
especially like,
but this
number
is like
two.
Number one.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying,
what
especially.
The heck?
Yeah, how do you not pee for 15
weird. That's
hours?
What I'm talking about. Like, this
wait, was the flight 15 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long flight.
Yeah.
Long time to not pee.
So another fun thing I saw. So this guy up in front of me, because I can see the movies he's watching, but I can't hear them.
Oh, dude. Yeah, go ahead.
And so he watches this documentary, right? And I don't know what it was about.
Yogurt.
And maybe he slept for a little bit of it. I don't know. But then...
sea turtles.
I look over, hours later, he's watching the same documentary again. Okay, and then check this out. A few hours later, he watches this different documentary. And then a few hours later... he's watching that documentary again. So he watched two documentaries twice. I couldn't...
You know,
that's like riveting.
That sounds like a case of the... oh, crap, I thought I uploaded more stuff on here.
No,
it's all the plane came outfitted with like 100 movies.
Oh, so he was just like,
no, he was choosing to watch this twice in a row because he must have like dozed off and missed a couple.
Well,
pieces.
Maybe that was his plan. Like, I know these two documentaries put me to sleep. I just want to sleep through this whole flight, put it on, and pass out.
Memory Radio, the podcast where we judge everyone on my flight.
Yeah. So then I have one Singapore story really quick. We get to Singapore, I get in the taxi cab, and I start talking to the cab driver, right? And I have no intention of doing touristy things. Like, I'm on a business trip, and I'm going to do work stuff. I ask the cab driver, just being friendly, hey man, like, here I am, American in Singapore, ready to, you know, hang out, I'm going to my hotel, what should I do? He goes, oh, you should go to the Five Floors of Whores.
Did you say single guy?
It's the cab driver.
Did you say single guy?
No, he said just an American guy. Just one, you know, here, my first time in Singapore.
Five floors of whores?
So we never went, but.
What if he said horrors? Like, what if it was a haunted house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
How thick was his accent? Are you
very
wrong?
Very thick.
Yeah. Might have been horrors.
Maybe.
I also really want to hear exactly how you said it to him. Like,
that's how I like, hey man, just American guy here in Singapore. It's my first time. What should I do first?
That's a strong lead for him. It's like,
you're going to the Five Floors of Whores.
Like, you got
to
try this food, and then when you're done with that,
yeah, go see this site.
Once your lactate's cycled, you go check out this.
Or maybe it's before you expend all your lactate.
Dude, and so what'd you say? Sign me up?
I was like, yeah, I'll have to check that out. What else?
Oh, bro.
Oh, how many floors did you get through?
I didn't go to the five floors.
It's safe to assume you didn't go, yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to give you guys the zinger.
Oh, okay. I thought that was it.
Yeah, that was something.
No.
I'm happy there.
The flight home.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I spent a week in Singapore, get on the flight.
A week?
Yeah, like a week, yeah.
Wow. Did you know he was in Singapore?
I didn't know he was in Singapore. I knew he was out of town for a week.
When did you tell everyone that you were out of town?
I don't think I did.
Recording?
Yeah.
I don't faintly remember something like that. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
Okay, so.
So a week.
Yeah.
You were there a week.
Yeah, then we get on the plane. So I get on the plane.
Oh, we're on the way back.
Yeah,
okay.
We're coming home now.
15 hours ahead of you.
Swim guy.
Oh, come on.
Swim con wrapped up.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
I wish.
Oh. Oh.
So I sit down, empty seat again, and a guy up against the window. Guy's super chill. What's up, man? Hey, dude, sit there. Seat stays empty for a while.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice. This is really important. This is what we've been waiting for right here.
Guy comes up to me.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Do you prefer the aisle seat? I look up at him. And I say, yes, I do. Oh, okay. All right. And he walks away. Okay. I don't know why he needed it. I learned later why he needed it. But at this point, I don't know why he needs this thing, right? 5 minutes pass, 10 minutes pass. Guy comes up to me again. Oh, sir, I found an aisle seat somewhere else. Will you go sit there?
What?
And I look at him, I'm like, well, do you have a ticket for that seat? So that if I get up and move? Oh, yes, I have a ticket for it. I said, okay, yeah, I'll do that. That's fine, because I don't care. I just want an aisle seat so I can get up to pee.
Well, yeah. What's wrong with the aisle seat that he can't sit there?
No, dude, I need to hear this out.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll wait. I'll save my questions. I'll write it down.
Raise your hand.
So then he goes, okay, 1 second. And he turns to the guy up against the window in my aisle and starts to ask the guy, and the guy looks up and goes, I'm not moving.
Attaboy.
And I think that guy had picked up what was happening already, but I hadn't yet.
Okay.
And so the guy then turns to me and goes, okay, never mind then. He walks away. He comes back a third time.
And what the heck is going on?
Just wait. So by this time, I'm like locked in.
I didn't ask that guy like, what's up with that?
No, I'm not going to like. So I plug in my computer. I get my computer set up. I get my headphones in. Like,
oh, you're like in now.
Yeah. And he comes up a third time. Okay. And it's like, excuse me, sir. And I just look at him. I go, look, dude, I'm already locked in here, dude. I'm like plugged in. Like, I'm not going anywhere. This is where I'm going to sit. He goes, oh, okay. Okay. And he goes back and sits down. And then the flight gets ready. The flight attendants start coming in, checking seatbelts, right? So, and the seat next to us is still empty.
Nice.
Okay. And so now the flight attendant, she comes by us and looks at it and looks up at us and goes, seat's empty? And we go,
we look at each other like, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, sure. She goes, all right, well, I guess you guys got lucky. She walks away. All right. So, again, I don't know why that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next crew of flight attendant comes down. And behind me, ma'am, what are you doing? You can't have them like that. Yeah, you all need to be in an individual seats. So, what had happened was there's a lady behind me with two twins buckled in together into one seat.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And it turns out this is the husband and wife, right? So they're trying to secure a spot to get their whole family.
Like, all together.
All together, right? So she gets up and comes to sit in the seat in between me and Guy. And I've already coped with the fact that this thing's going to be empty.
So you're right. Spread out.
Yeah. And I look up at her and she goes, oh, I need to sit here. And I look at her, I go, do you have a ticket for this seat? Because there's already been so many shenanigans at this point.
Oh, some wee nice ticket guy. All of a sudden.
Right?
Like, yeah.
There's been so many shenanigans at this point. I just want the truth.
Yeah.
Now,
wait a minute. If she was going to sit there, where are the twins going to sit?
They're sitting
behind him in the two seats.
In the two seats behind me. And this is when shit goes bad. Because one of the twins is fine, but the other is not.
Goes freaking ape.
Mama! 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 When will you sit next to me? Mama! And he starts... You know how there's like a space between the
yeah,
seats?
Yeah, yeah.
He sticks his hand through.
He starts fish slapping in between the seats.
She's going. She goes, 5 minutes. I will be back in 5 minutes. And he's like, Mama, Mama, I want you to sit with me. Mama, when will you be with me? Mama. Okay.
8 hours later.
And she keep, Mama, when will you sit next to me? 5 minutes. And then he'd be like, Mama, Mama. And she's ignoring him at this point. Like, she'll ignore
poor mother,
him.
That's so embarrassing. Like,
So.
You could have just switched seats at the beginning and skipped this whole thing.
Keep going, though.
This goes on.
Uh-huh.
For a while.
The mama, 5 minutes.
Mama, 5 minutes. It will be 5 minutes. And then, she's miserable. She puts her head in her hands. You know, she might be crying.
What kind of accent is this? What kind of family is this?
This is, like, Hindu Indian.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, anyways. So we get up in the air, and this goes on for probably like 20 to 30 minutes, right? Until we get up in the air. Because the flight attendant told her, I'm sorry, I forgot this part. The flight attendant told her, you can't have them like that, but once we get in the air and we're stable, then you can go back to that.
Ooh.
Okay.
So she says that 45
minutes. So I get up to go to the bathroom, and I see the twins, and I'm expecting, I didn't know they're twins yet. This is when I find out they're twins.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm expecting an older brother and a little brother. They're both about 7 years old. So, like, mama kid, I was expecting, like, a 3-year-old.
Okay.
Or a 4-year-old, right? Like, this kid's older. This kid's just completely just out there.
Jeez.
Right? Independent, right? So, I go to the bathroom. I come back, and she's reverted back to...
Her seat.
Sitting behind.
They're all hoarded in there, right?
Do you have a ticket for this?
Do you have a ticket for it?
Uh-huh.
So, I sit down. Maybe 5 or 10 minutes later. Flight attendant. Ma'am. Do you see the seatbelt sign? It's still on. And as long as that's on, you have to be in your seat. This is for safety. You need to go back to that seat. Okay? When the seatbelt sign goes off, then you can come sit like this. So she gets up and she comes up to me. She goes, I have to come back and sit here.
Did you ask her if she had a ticket again?
No, I didn't. But she goes, how about this, though? I'll sit on the end here and you sit in the middle. And then when the seatbelt sign goes, and I'll go back there. I look at her and go, no, I'm going to sit right here, and you can sit right here in your seat.
Why didn't she just send...
And notice she goes like this. I'm sorry. She goes, well, it'll only take 5 minutes. And I said, no, ma'am.
No.
You're going to sit here. So then she sits down. At this point, the TVs start working. And so that helps cool little mama.
Yeah.
And then, like, maybe, like, 30 minutes, an hour later, I go to the bathroom, I come back, and she's finally cracked the code. She's taken the good son.
Put it in the seat.
Put him in.
To you.
Yes, put him next to me, and she's gone back with little mama, And the rest of the flight was mostly fine, except for the good son kicking my charger for my Switch off a few times. But that's fine. I can just plug it back in.
Oh. Is the episode called The Good Son or Little Mama?
So,
or Pure Lactate or whatever it was.
I assumed we'd call it Mama, but whatever you guys want. All right, guys, I think that's enough for one episode.
That is it.
Oh, man. Gio, do it.
This is a podcast, and we only survive when people listen to it. So let them know about it. You can do that by sending them to our facebook.com/manroomradio or our Instagram @manroomradio.
Yep.
Go ahead and shoot us an email @manroomradio@gmail.com. Let us know what you guys want us to do a top 10 minus 5 of next. See you guys on the next one. Don't pee your pants.
Okay. Final shout out, Jay McSpadden. Go buy your book, Praetorian Rising. Just keep swimming, life isn't all that grim. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. What do?
We swim.
Right! La 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 la
la la la la la la
la la la la la la la
la la la la la la.
But in the movie, do they sing that song?
No, this is from the musical.
Yeah, but...